Yeah, I don't want to go too far with a 3-0 start, but that's all we have to talk about right now. And it's pretty much inarguable that the Steelers began this year with an edge that maybe some other teams lacked, maybe the teams in their division. And I can't help but think, after I was critical of this brutal training camp, at least by modern day NFL standards, that Tomlin ran, when injuries started popping up, not the least of which was his quarterback running into a blocking sled, I'm like, well, what are we doing here? But he looks right about that. He looks right about a lot of things. No final verdicts yet. We're three games in. I understand that. But three games in, the head coach looks pretty good. He really does. And I trace this back to the Mike Tomlin era hitting rock bottom in November and early December of last season. I also think that's inarguable that in all his years here, late November, early December of last season was the worst it's been. That was rock bottom. And sometimes you got to get there to turn things around. Sometimes you never recover. And let's not forget, we got to the point last season where even Tomlin's buddy, Jay Glazer, was feeding that fire of Tomlin could be done here. I think we reached a crossroads, and I think it was real. I think it was either this franchise is going to move ahead with Mike Tomlin in the sense that he wants to be here and they want him here, or this is going to be it, because it's never been worse than this. And I'm not talking about going their seventh consecutive season without even approaching a playoff win. They haven't come close to winning a playoff game in 7 years. I'm not talking about that necessarily. I'm talking about them being forced, Art Rooney being forced to buck franchise tradition and fire a coach in the middle of a season. Tomlin's coach, Tomlin's guy, Matt Canada. Historically horrific and embarrassing offense for 2.5 years. Tomlin doubled down and tripled down on that guy. That's what I call rock bottom. To the point where they had to fire him in the middle of a year when they had a winning record, 6-4. I'm talking about Tomlin's hand-picked successor to Ben Roethlisberger, Kenny Pickett, falling apart as the season went on. Tomlin's guy. Make no mistake about that. When you're 2 years in, not even, to your alleged franchise quarterback's career, the guy that you staked your future on, and he looks like Duck Hodges, that's rock bottom. Then the Steelers opened December with a pair of back-to-back home losses to a pair of 2-10 teams, Patriots and Cardinals. No team in NFL history had ever been above 500 and dropped consecutive games to teams at least 8 games below 500. That had never happened until now, until then. They follow that up with a 30-13 loss to Gardner Minshew, a game in which Tomlin punted from the Colts' 39-yard line, down 11 in the third quarter, instead of letting the most accurate long-range kicker in NFL history, Chris Boswell, attempt an indoor field goal from 56 yards. All of this was rock bottom. And yes, they rebounded, and Tomlin went to Mason Rudolph too late, albeit in place of Mitch Trubisky, and they won a couple games, and it was exciting, and then they got blown out of the playoffs again, and everybody knew. Everybody, pretty much everybody in this town, everybody in that locker room, and Tomlin himself knew he wasn't getting anywhere with Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, and of course not Mitch Trubisky. That's why the players openly lobbied for Russell Wilson, the veteran players did, and that's why Tomlin went out and got Russell Wilson and promised him the pole position. That happened. And that, even though Wilson has not played a snap, that began Mike Tomlin's turnaround from the disaster that was last season. That began the turnaround. Next up, it was Kenny Pickett. And this is when Tomlin began making all the right moves. Kenny Pickett didn't like the Russell Wilson situation. "I want out." Tomlin said, "Okay, we'll oblige you. Goodbye." Got rid of him, got rid of a hostage, and brought in a volunteer the next day. The next day, brought in Justin Fields, a guy that he fell for leading into the 2021 NFL draft. Loved him. Went out and got him. So far, Tomlin looks right on Justin Fields. I'm not saying he will be. As our dear friend the big boy just mentioned, it's early. Everybody knows. That's self-evident. We're three games in. So far, Tomlin looks right on Justin Fields. And make no mistake, by the way, if you think that Omar Khan, and he's the guy who, you know, eventually pulls the trigger on trades and has to make the acquisition, if you think he's telling Mike Tomlin or anybody else is what's happening or what's going to happen in the quarterback room, you're out of your mind. These are Tomlin calls. He looks right so far. Okay. Next event was training camp. And as I mentioned, by all accounts, by modern day standards, this was a brutal camp. And I was among those questioning Tomlin's strategy here. What are you doing? You have quarterbacks running into blocking sleds. You're losing guys to soft tissue injuries. What's happening here? He's going too far. But that was before they opened the season with an edge. They were ready. Teams in their division clearly were not again. Zach Taylor doesn't run brutal training camps. Look how his team starts every year. I give Tomlin credit for that this season. And then the defense. And I've been first in line ripping Tomlin over coordinators when the defense has failed, and it has failed, especially in playoff games where they've given up a million points, but some years they don't even get to the playoffs. And my point was always, forget about the coordinator. That's Tomlin's defense. He deserves the criticism. Well, this is Tomlin's defense too, and he deserves the praise three games in for a historically great start. Tomlin and Terrell Austin have concocted brilliant game plans 3 weeks in a row. 3 weeks in a row. And now they're the first Steelers team in, what, 51 years that's opened a season by giving 10 points or less in three games? Give Tomlin credit for that too. They've twice gone on the road with wins that look better in the aftermath. We saw Denver bounce right back and beat a Tampa Bay team that everybody was high on, a 2-0 Tampa team. Bo Nix went crazy in that game. That was a week after what the Steelers did to them. Atlanta went out and beat the Eagles with Kirk Cousins having a good game, then went toe-to-toe with the Chiefs and might have beaten them if not for a horrendous non-call in the end zone. Those two Steeler wins look even better on the road, and none are easy on the road in the NFL. Then they came home and pounded the Chargers in a game that really, in the end, was about a 3-touchdown difference, somewhere around there. The Steelers chose not to score at the end. They dominated the game in the second half to the point where a 27-10 would have been more reflective of the nature of that game. They held a team to minus yardage in the second half. Give Mike Tomlin credit for that. Then you think about the injuries. And we're not talking, you know, bit players here. We're talking their best offensive lineman, Seumalo, hasn't played. We're talking Fatanu, another starter on the offensive line. Highsmith misses the latter stages of the Chargers game, which is exactly where you think you need him and Watt to close it. Now, Herbig comes in and plays a star role, which is great, but still. And the Steelers are technically using their backup quarterback in these games. People will turn this into me making some sort of referendum on Tomlin's recent career or his future. It's not that. It's giving the man deserved credit for a great start in a season where his counterparts in the division are off to hideous starts, to the point where you start to wonder about job security. The Browns are falling apart before our eyes. The great Kevin Stefanski, he of all the one playoff win in his career, what's he done lately? Oh, I forgot he won Coach of the Year. And then they got blown out of a playoff game. Zach Taylor's 0-3. His team seemingly have to crawl out of a giant hole every single season. What's going to become of them? They got to go 10-4 the rest of the way just to have a chance at the playoffs. Probably. You probably need 10 wins. Then the Ravens and Harbaugh, they're a different story. They're just at 1-2. They went toe-to-toe with the Chiefs. I get it. That's probably going to be the team that the Steelers are battling, but they already have a two-game lead on them. That's pretty good. And those guys have Josh Allen next. These guys have Anthony Richardson next. That could very well be a three-game lead. Point being, I think that Mike Tomlin hit rock bottom last season. That was the worst of it. Yeah, they snuck in the playoffs and they got killed by the Bills. Who cares? Every season seems to end with them either sneaking in and barely making it and getting killed or barely missing. That's not the standard around here. It's not. This feels different. It feels like Tomlin is on the comeback trail a little bit here. And I give him tons of credit for this start that has put the Steelers in the catbird seat in the AFC North. And I don't even know what a catbird seat is. What is a catbird seat? Limits?
I have no idea. Would you like me to look it up?
Yeah, I would. It's a seat where you're overlooking everyone else, where you feel good about your position. Where did it come from? How did it start? I don't care. Mike Tomlin's doing a great job so far. I think that's pretty self-evident. 412-928-9370. If I thought it was an actual, like, debatable topic, I would expect some calls. I don't even think it's debatable. He's done a great job.
The thesaurus says, in a superior or advantageous position for in the catbird seat.
Yeah, now look up the origin of it, please, Limits. How did it come to be? That's where they are. Three games in, that brutal training camp, I think, allowed them to start the season with a physical edge on teams, especially defensively. I think it's hard for some people in this town to give Tomlin any credit. I haven't given him much lately. I hold this franchise to a higher standard than having no hope for the Super Bowl every year and never winning big games anymore. That's a fact about the Steelers these days. The Pittsburgh Steelers don't win big games anymore. I consider playoff games big games. Obviously, you're going to win some. Everybody wins some. But maybe, just maybe, he's turned it around, as people often do when they reach bottom. And I truly believe the Steelers, Tomlin, that it was all at a crossroads. And there was no more or better indication of that than Jay Glazer, the guy who has a direct line to Tomlin, putting out there, even if he's not available yet, teams should be calling to trade for Mike Tomlin. Glazer said on December 13th, "Hey, Washington, he's from Virginia. Perfect. I'm at least giving it a shot," Glazer said. "I'm trying for it. You got to swing away for a guy like that if he's on the hot seat." You know, that's Glazer. So make no mistake, things were getting a little hot around here when the Steelers were at 7-7, staring at yet another forgotten season, which in many ways it became anyway. Mason Rudolph kind of turned that around and made it fun, but they were never a serious Super Bowl contender. Nobody thought of them as such. And I realized TJ Watt got hurt. Even if he didn't get hurt, nobody thought of them as a serious Super Bowl contender. Since then, I think Tomlin's made all the right moves. You, Limits? Give me one he hasn't gotten right.
Yeah, I mean, I like that he brought in both quarterbacks. I like that he's gone. I wish he would commit to Justin Fields more than he has, but I like what he's done with, I mean, the Arthur Smith
hire so far
has
been good.
What difference does it make? Doesn't at this point, because, I mean, there's nothing you could do with Russell Wilson being hurt. Arthur Smith looks like an okay hire so far.
I mean, didn't even mention that. That's the thing I forgot to mention. It looks like he has upgraded a lot. Now, he could have hired you or me and upgraded on
right.
Matt Canada.
We're still in the first couple pages of that chapter, but so far
I
it's
like
looking
it.
Okay.
That's a big deal that I forgot to mention, and thank you for filling that in.
And I like the punter that they brought in, Johnston, before he got hurt. And look at Waitman. I think Waitman, obviously special teams, is an underrated part of the game we don't talk about a lot. Corliss Waitman's been really good.
412-928-9370. 928-9370. For this small period of time, I think you have to be willing to credit Mike Tomlin with doing a great job. I think it's plain as day. 928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you in the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Wanted to thank also Dan Zangrilli for coming on the show all baseball season. Now that the season's done, we're gonna go back to Dan next year for sure, but we thank him for everything that he did this year. He was brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers. Both Larry Kelly and Joe George are AV rated, as is the entire LGKG firm. LGKG, your home team. Also, Dan was brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Make clogged gutters a thing of the past with Gutter Helmet. Call 888-5-HELMET. Let's wrap it up with some texts next and hopefully some calls on Tomlin. As I always say, you know, the negativity sells, not just with media, but with fans. If everybody was pissed at Tomlin this week, these lines would be lighting up like what? Mulsey at a craft beer house? Pony at a Syracuse basketball game?
Yes. You at what, Joe? A cleaning convention?
Yes, me at a cleaning convention.
Me at an ice cream parlor?
You at an ice cream parlor.
Donnie at a wing convention?
But because there's nothing to complain about, nah, we'll wait until there is. Then we can talk about it. Listen, three games in, if they win this week, and I think they will, they'll be 4-0. We're just about a quarter of the way into the season. Who are the other candidates for Coach of the Year?